Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1515 AM Proudly presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series.
I'm one of your hosts.
You said what?
Okay, what's your little cadence?
I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shell Internet. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm tired, boss. I'm so tired of this Carly Red and Spice thingamabob. Everybody else is too.
I'm tired of them trying to make them be friends. I'm like, who cares? Y'all just be glad they can sit in the same room together. That's fine. So season 11, episode 28, no end in sight, it looks like, y'all. Sassing Through the Snow is what this episode is called. Canada, we start things off there, man. Rennie is going to make
They had to throw Canada across the screen after every commercial break.
Yeah.
Canada.
Rennie is going to make the best of this trip since she rarely sees snow. But Bambi, she's a Cali girl, so she's ready to get out of this snow. And this is, we're like picking up after they did the snowmobiles and the dogs, right? On the way back, I have Rennie, Bambi, Amy, Zell, and Carly in the car. Zell recalls his best friend Paris giving him some tough love and says, "You moved all the way to Atlanta for some dick that don't want you," aka Santana. He does try to say she was drunk, but she basically told his ass the truth. Zell reached out to Santana once again, but he didn't pick up. It brings Carly to tears because she doesn't have anyone to call on to fix a flat tire. Amy says, "You got me." I'm surprised they don't bring up what is going on with Carly's family, her daughter and her granddaughter and her boyfriend-in-law. What, I mean,
because there's so much more we can be talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, and we even learned, she's like, "Yo, my mom doesn't eat without me." And I thought, I don't think we've ever seen Carly's mom on the show.
No.
So what is going on here? She's depressed about it, and Rennie points out that both her and Spice are dealing with real-life issues, and they need each other. Okay, all right.
We need for each other to not talk, because y'all, I don't need this type of stress.
All right, back in Atlanta, Jack says things with him and Kendra have been going in a positive direction since the boat announced.
They are so far removed from the rest of this cast. Like, that is a whole other show by themselves.
Yeah, they really could have did a season together. Jack went through a lot this season, and y'all had enough. He has this kickball game coming up in honor of his mom. He would like Kendra to be there. Kendra's still not interested in meeting Gloria. Kendra thought she had a quote for the books this episode. He is a FaceTiming his daughter, and Gianna is ready to play, but Gloria still has issues with Jack being involved with his daughter. And again, this is what bothers me about Jack. Seems like a cool dude. But he doesn't learn, or he chooses not to learn from his past. So he's like, "Man, she getting mad at me for not being involved. And here I am being involved." And I'm like, we don't have time frame, right? We don't know the last time you hung out with your daughter. You just giving us this story. So he's like, "I'm damned if I do, if damned if I don't." Fam, you got 8 baby mamas. Are they all cool with the amount of time you spend? And it only got worse because you added more kids to this mixture. Your time is finite. You don't get more of it because you got more kids or more baby mamas or more jobs. So you got to learn how to do this. Back in Canada, Yandy FaceTimes Mendices, who was still mad at her about her political motivations and giving her egg to her daughter. I mean, her sister slash cousin. Basically moving her on the court. Like, we supposed to be a unit, but you making these decisions without my involvement. When she gets back, she wants to have a real conversation. So we'll get more on that later. Rennie and Spice got so much from their Mayan experience. They want to do the same thing here. So they hang out with, I don't know why I say that. They meet with the indigenous people of Northern Canada. They're called Stoney Nakata, Henry Holloway, a.k.a. White Heaven, because I don't know how to say his name in this native tongue, details how colonization began and how they came to this reservation. Yandy notes the similarities between the Nakata people and African slaves. There is a tribal dance, and Amy, Sierra, and Carly are all moved by it. Rennie is also, too. She's like, "We should take more pride in who we are and where we come from." Afterwards, Carly asks Henry to pray for them in their native tongue. He tells her one-on-one after praying that she has a heart of gold and you never think of yourself. This is when she breaks down. He tells her to share the love inside you inside you so the world is a better place. I'm watching this scene. I really wish that the Love and Hip Hop seasons would be ratchet with therapy, because it seems like it's just way more ratchet and like get these people arguing, because you can tell they are going through some real things, but yeah, it doesn't seem as like, well, you got to take a trip. And that's what I wish too, that you have to open up. Like Carly, what Carly is going through, right? What we have seen Carly go through as far as relationships not working, friendships not working, that should be a priority. It should be like, yo, you've been through a lot and you're about to be a grandmother, which they just threw to the side. That is a big...
Yes, it was such a thing the first half of this season.
And now it's nothing. And I'm like, what's going on with this? But yeah, it'll be interesting to unpack that, because we have spent so much time with these people that you would be like, oh yeah, let's see her emotional journey and how this happened. Same thing with Miami. A better show would have done a deeper dive on Amara and why she makes her choices, because in the first season with Hollywood, DJ Hollywood or producer, whatever his name was, Hollywood or something like that, he called her out for dark skin and wearing the afro. So she's had colorism issues, and then to end up with a man who has colorism, and nobody's pointing that out. Like,
and it's so wild because Amara fine.
She is.
She is a beautiful woman, and her skin is beautiful. Yep. Body banging. Beautiful face and eyes and like, girl, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I get that, you know, you probably was traumatized when you was young, and it's just triggering, but girl, if, I don't know how you don't look in the mirror every day and be like, I'm the shit.
Yeah. So at dinner, Yandy and Rashida talk about Carly's emotional moment and Yandy's relationship issues with Mendeecees. She thinks Mendeecees feels that she is too independent. Rashida tells her, you can't be there for everyone and not your man. And then we learned that Mendeecees had brought an Airbnb for little Mendeecees, but now he wants to move out so she would appreciate him more. Here's what I'm confused, right? What does she mean? What do they mean by buy an Airbnb? Like, did she, like, did
I he thought buy, he meant like he just ran out of Airbnb for a dude for a little bit so he not staying with them.
Yeah, okay.
That was my logic.
Because the way you went, when you say buy, I was like, did he buy an apartment? And he was like, oh, we could use this at Airbnb, but now I'm going to use it. I don't know. Zell is bringing up Santana so much that Carly says, fam, if you say it one more time, you got to give everybody $1. He's like, all right, then if I don't, y'all got to give me $100. What am I going to get out of that? I said, that wasn't even, but all right. And then he failed.
At all.
He failed. He called. He's like, all right, no more Big Bag. And he's like, that's the name you call him. Oh, yeah, my bad. The next day, Kirk and Rashida are doing this walk and talk about the group being in their feelings. Meanwhile, Zell, Amy, and Jessica get ready for curling. This is Zell's idea. He shows up late. His whole thing was like, I want to see some BBLs hit the ice. Kirk did well. Jessica won't take the jacket off. This question about Jessica too, y'all. We kind of skirt past.
Trying to tell you.
Kirk skirt past that. But she won't take the jacket off and pays for it. Back in Atlanta, this kickball game. Is this where she said? Yes, this is where she said. Jock got his whole family out for this kickball, and he has a Prada snow boot on. Was like, did he hurt his foot, or he's wearing it for the kickballers? Like,
I think he was wearing it for the kickball.
All right, my guy. He's worried about Gloria coming, which is Gianna's mom, and she does call. And he goes out to get Gianna, but she's not going to come in. Meanwhile, Kendra, who cannot be my lawyer because the way she be acting, was like, I'm not hanging out with this woman. Mariah Carey ain't hanging out with Nick Cannon baby mamas. Let's pause for a second. Why would Mariah Carey have to hang out with any of Nick Cannon baby mamas? Why would she be babysitting them kids? They came after her.
Her, right.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, wait, what are you talking about? So... And then there's another thing, too.
He really left Mariah Carey, however that went down, And then it just became a thought. Like,
yeah, he went out here wilding. And I heard, he had to spend like Easter with a bunch of them, with all of them. The other thing too, though, is I'm starting to believe that
one big ass family reunion.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that Jack just cheated on this woman, and she's trying to make it be a break, baby. Because it does none of this makes sense. Because remember that the one time she was like, "Yeah, we weren't together, but he was still my fiance, so she shouldn't have messed with him." I'm like, "Well, how is she supposed to know any of this information? What are you talking about? If he is moving out here like he was single, it's to me the weird part about it is the same way we wanted to talk about who do we want to talk to? Am I like, oh Alan's wife? I was like, who do we want to talk about? I want to talk to Gloria because you'll be hard-pressed not to know that Jack is not in a relationship. Atlanta is big, but ain't that big where you don't know the reality shows for y'all city. You knew who Jack is with. So what did Jack tell her? Maybe that's why Jack be scared. Maybe they really were on a break. And Jack was like, I ain't getting back with her. Anyway, Jack too old to be that reckless too to be having kids.
Listen, nigga, you don't wrap it up, get a vasectomy, to do something. You got enough.
Gloria,
is he tied with Nick Cannon? Or Nick Cannon beating him?
I think Nick is still beating him. I think.
Like right now, Kiki Wyatt, Jack, and Nick Cannon—they is populating the world.
Yeah. So Nick Cannon got 12. I don't think Jock has 12.
Jock got like 10.
he
got 8 baby mamas, or one of them, he got twins.
He got 8. Yeah, he has 8. As of November 17, 2022. So maybe it's not. Because I can't remember when this storyline broke. Because we've been shooting a while. 8 damn. Yo, here's what I wanted to know too, though. Are you trying to tell me Kendra ain't been with the other baby mamas?
I was wondering that earlier.
I was like, no.
And I was like, the difference is she came after all of them. So, yeah, she probably like, I'm just going to be my husband and I'm going to be around their kids. So, yeah, I should probably meet these women. She too upset about the new bitch. She ain't got past that yet. She just mad because you're being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to take him back, you got to take it all back.
Yeah. I don't get it. I would like to know the finance situation too.
Because how old is y'all children? How is we afford?
Well, we saw the oldest one is Imani, right? I think he's the oldest, but he got a lot of young ones. So
he at least got 4 young ones, at least.
Yeah, they haven't hit high school yet. Gloria has other things to do, so she don't come in. Jock is relieved that Gloria doesn't come in. And then he praises Kendra for stepping up and being willing to be in the same room with Gloria. That's a low bar. He was like, man, my mama liked you. Told you me I should wife you and everything. Be good to you.
Yeah, he got mad. I don't know what I just clicked on, where they actually listed these babies' names. Imani, Cadence, Amir, Chase, Eden, Ja'Cory. And then I guess the last one would be, what's baby name? Gianna?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. You're right. Imani, Ja'Cory, Amir, Chase, Cadence, Kamara, Eden, Allen, or Alon, A-L-L-O-N. And then, yep. 9 kids. He catching them. Here's the thing, too. Does the other cast, or have we seen the other cast, comment on this situation with the other child with Kendra, and that trying to convince Kendra to hang out with the other mother or nothing like that? But what was Kendra's goal with Jack? Did she want to have kids with him? Was she done? Like, because there might be a reason why he did what he did. Like, was she like, I didn't want to, you had enough kids. I was a kid, I didn't want to be a mother, I wanted to be a stepmom, a bonus mom, or whatever, but I didn't want my own kids. And maybe he still wanted more, who knows. All right, back in Canada, we have lunch. Spiceless Bambi knows she did a song with Scrappy. This might be the funniest Bambi has ever been. It's called Pull Up. And Bambi is a phase, but she wants to know if it's a diss. And Spice is like, nah, it didn't sound like it, blah, blah. And then she says, could you understand all the words? And everybody has a good laugh. Spice wants us to believe that this resort up in Canada knew who Spice was and was like, we would love for you to perform. Fine, cool, whatever. So she's like, I want all y'all to perform too. And then Yandy was being messy. She was like, "Oh, I hope you and Carly do y'all song together." She said, "What's the name of the song?
Sing me a lyric. Sing me a lyric." Okay, I was still investigating Jock stuff.
Okay, shit.
Hold on. So I was trying to figure out his network. Shit.
Breaking news.
I was trying to figure out his money, because you said something about his money situation. And it was like, in summary, Jock's net worth, as of 2024, stands at a commendable $4
million. That's decent.
His musical talent and diversification into television and endorsements have helped him build a substantial financial portfolio.
Yeah. And so I should explain. I brought it up because I was trying to see if it was financially incentive for Kendra to marry him. Like, was it for money? And then I was like, well, shoot, maybe not. But $4 million would go a lot further if you didn't have 9 kids.
Yes.
Like, $4 million is a lot of money, especially because you got to think like this. And yes, these kids all have mothers who, as of this recording, are alive and well, thank God. Those kids, and Jack feels it seems like this type of person, are probably going to go to college. Whether it's Clark, Spelman, Georgia, or Georgia Tech, those are different price ranges, or Morehouse. That's going to get expensive for a lot of those kids to go to school. And that's only if they stay in state. They could go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Spice is over everyone pressuring her to speak with Carly. She ain't doing no more songs with friends because she got shit on her face. I never heard of that term, but okay. Usually you get shitted on or egg on your face, whatever. Bambi tries to calm things down and believes the issue that between Carly and Spice is things got physical. Spice was like, "How I get physical? I ain't touching." I'm like, "Fam, what are we doing? Come on, Spice."
I never felt like I was supposed to agree with Carly, but I
think Spice is a professional table turner. That's what I think. She turned up tables quick. She's like, "Yo, Carly, you always playing the victim role. And why is she scared of me? Why is she not scared of Sierra? Sierra popped her in the face." I was like, "Well, Sierra, I'm like, I'm over here.
Yeah, minding my damn business, bitch. Because why is you dragging me in this? But why can't you own what you did? It's always an excuse. We're from the Caribbean. That's how we talk. Nah, yeah. Bitch, that's how you talk."
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let's cut the bull, okay? Cut it.
She tells
just say you don't want to be Carly's friend.
Yeah, and be done with it.
I still can't understand why you so mad at Carly. So it started with the music, right? I didn't want you to do the music. You feel some way about that. Said, but the song apparently was successful.
Yeah, she submitted it for a Grammy without her knowing that she moved across the street.
So she moved across the street. It was an available house in a neighborhood that I like. We was friends. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. But it's still in the neighborhood that I like.
And then in
my price range.
She accused Carly of withholding information. Remember, while she was in the DR getting surgery and telling people they can't come and blah, blah, this and blah, blah. That's where it started.
I forgot what Carly said about that.
Yeah. She was like,
no. But I just don't see what you... She is so upset. Thought she slept with your man.
Yeah. Start crying. That's why last week we read that theory about her Carly's friend messing with Spice's man. She starts crying over the bully narrative she believes they are trying to paint. Yandy, Rashida, Kirk, and Kirk try to console Spice, who wants her mics off and says she cannot do another year of this show. Maybe that's why she went to Baddie's Caribbean. We'll leave the place. She's like, "I have to leave the place that makes me uncomfortable," which Yandy points out you can't heal without uncomfortableness and you have to listen. Carly is in this car explaining her position and how she is not trying to she won't be begging for a friendship anymore. And Yandy thinks Spice needs closure because you're still affected, emotionally over this situation. And she pleads with Spice not to leave.
Spice said, "I am leaving."
Yeah, she's like, "I'm out of here." And I was like, "Are we going to get to the part where they were like, on the season finale?" It was like, "Nope, next time on." I was like, "How many episodes is this? God damn."
Yeah, wilder.
Next time, will Spice stay? Carly calls out Yandy because she's like, yo, y'all don't be calling Spice out on blah, blah. Then we get some snowboarding. Jessica has an injury. And Mendeecees feels like him and Yandy isn't forever. Forever. All right.
Imagine a divorce.
Mm. Well, they're not really married. This should be easy, right?
They still ain't really married?
No.
I thought they went and got some paper. I didn't make shit up in my head, yeah, I swear.
Benzino, I'll probably put this clip in because I definitely didn't grab my shit to play this clip. Benzino feels that Bambi used him to get on the show.
Bambi used me from the start.
Yeah.
Bambi, and let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Bambi wanted to make Scrappy jealous when she was dating me. And my didn't know that.
But he was with somebody else, right?
I don't know who he was
with.
Mama
D is next.
But I know now that Bambi was just dating to get on the show to get with Scrappy.
That's why I've been trying to tell people.
That's
100%. That's why I've been trying to tell you.
Now, I always felt like once I knew that, I still was being a gentleman, still didn't like...
And thank you for respecting my son, still never, he was mad.
Right, and still never disrespected or even like was mad. I just took it like a man, you know what I'm saying? And it moved on, you know what I'm saying? Scrap's a little taller than me, you know what I'm saying? It's a better fit, you know, at that time.
Yeah.
When
Yeah, I think it's both short compared to her. What the hell?
This, when they brought up the Hot Tub Scene on Love & Hip Hop this past season, I'm like, damn, this was a long time ago. And I'm like, why are they doing this? Bambi sat up in there when they was giving her slack because her and Rashida were friends, and they're like, damn, did you set up Kirk for them? She gonna say, well, I know y'all don't like the way Benzino look, but he was cool with me. He was always kind of like the homie or something. I'm like, you try to throw a shot at me even still. Mm-hmm. See, Bambi is calculated and tries to throw shots. You know, like, honestly,
she
plays innocent.
Yep.
All right. So that's the only reason I'm doing this.
I'm
now
trying to tell y'all that.
All right. That's true.
When Mama she D was right. Going back and forth with my granddaughter, Imani. Y'all,
she's too slick. She's too slick.
But I'm slicker, and Scrappy didn't warn her about me, because if she did, she would have been shut the hell up long time.
And that's why her messing with Rashida, trying to be cool, always messing me up.
Rashida didn't know that Bambi wanted your man because too that night. Tell the truth.
Bambi did want Kirk that night.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir.
She did want Kirk that night.
Yep.
Bambi.
Thank you, Kirk, for being faithful to Rashida.
Bambi and Mary Jane had an argument over
so that was the other girl.
What was the argument about? That's somebody's husband.
Because when I walked in the room, everybody was butt naked.
That was a bomb. Here's my thing. How does this help Kirk? We're trying to throw Bambi under the bus, and we talk about everybody was butt naked, and you really can't hurt Bambi because she either got another year on this show or not. She's not married to Scrappy right now. All this doesn't make Kirk look crazy unless he told her everything.
Unless he told Rashida. Well, I think what it did was like, oh, y'all trying to be friends, but like Rashida watch you because that bitch ain't your friend.
That's true. Yes, that's true. And then more Bambi news.
I will say, I was thinking about it as I was watching it, and I was like, Kirk really does give me a different vibe now as of a person on the show. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what happened. Obviously, we know he cheated, and I'm pretty sure there was a lot to get past. But in the beginning years, I couldn't stand Kirk. And now I don't actually mind him being around.
Yeah, yeah. He has done a 180 with his personality. Maybe because he hasn't had much to complain about. Because it used to be the kids, be Rashida, be the Bills, be Rashida mama, Charlene. Now he just...
We ain't seen Mama Sheeta.
This is from Radar Online. Lil Scrappy's ex-wife, Bambi, accuses him of being in contempt for allowing girlfriend to post photos of their kids. So she's accusing him of violating their divorce settlement by allowing his significant other, quote unquote, to post photos of their children.
Who is his significant other?
That's the question I want to know. So according to court documents obtained by radaronline.com, Bambi asked for a change in their current custody deal. So right now, Bambi says that Scrappy pays $4,800 a month in child support. She said there has been material changes in the circumstances because the kids are going, the younger children are going to go to private school with the oldest kid. So she need more money. Bambi asked that Scrappy be found in contempt for alleged violations of their divorce agreement. She said the deal stated intimate partners are restricted from posting any content, including the minor children on any social media platforms. So I read through this whole thing. They had no picture of the kids. I don't know if they didn't want to get in trouble to be part of this, but I'm like, who is, they didn't mention the girl. They didn't say like,
who is the girlfriend
or nothing. I was like, huh? Who is this?
I got questions because who is the girlfriend?
They have three kids. Zylo, Brayley, and Callie.
Because the only person he can be right now is Erica because that's the only person he just had to travel the world with.
Yeah, and I did not see it on Erica Dixon's what's name. So that's all I got for Bambi and what's name. I think that was all the love him. We already did the Miami with Ray J and shit. Yeah, okay. That was it. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
And say Shell, you follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappy Chat. I'm Miz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515 app. Check it out, the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace, she says.
Bye.